Snyderville Commissioner Chuck Klinenstein told the applicants they are not ready for prime time, as he put it, and he admitted to us he got a little cranky, but the planning commissioner said the Hyatt developers need to pull more information together.
And we had some good information. There was a range of opinions on that information from those who said this was a good introduction to the project, and we were able to give some good feedback. I quite frankly admitted the fact I got kind of cranky because I guess I'm old school. If I have a code that says you must have the following information, you should have it. And I felt when I did my initial review of the packet, it wasn't there. And as I found out in discussions with our community development director, he has some discretion. So he wanted to make sure that the applicant had a chance to have sort of an introduction work session. I think they received very valuable input.
The proposed hotel of 3 buildings and 120 rooms would be located on the Mernon-Kilgore parcel between the Silver Springs intersection and the canyons. Klinenstein said the parcel has a number of issues.
I think we were all surprised when we learned out there was 35 feet of fall from end to end, meaning you've got a slope issue, which means you've got export-import balancing the site issues or retaining walls or a lot of interesting challenges. But probably one of the biggest things is figuring out access onto 224, and that was a major issue along with design, landscaping, tree preservation, design in terms of how it looks from the highway. And we want to make sure that this project honors the commitment that was made months ago when they asked that the use be changed from a retail mix to a hotel. And not only the Planning Commission, but the council was very strong on the fact that this was going to have to be a good example of an infill project.
The plan is proposing 1 access lane in and 2 out, 1 turn going to the right and 1 to the left. But Klinenstein said a left turn out is easier said than done.
Making a left-hand turn onto 224 in many stretches is basically like running the gauntlet. And the other complication is someday there's going to be a center median. When that median gets completed, you won't have any choice in the matter. You will be all making right-hand turns and pulling U-turns at legal places and such. It doesn't meet the county code in terms of distances from adjacent driveways. And the whole idea of that whole corridor is to try to cut down on the number of traffic movements coming in and out of the roadway.
You said 224 is a busy road and a state highway.
The UDOT tries to honor the local ordinances. And we are the land use approval bodies that forwards a recommendation onto the county manager on this one. And I think we all want to make sure that the safety of people getting in and out of that project and, quite frankly, the people on the roadway is not further jeopardized by what is becoming one heck of a busy road system.
Snyderville Commissioner Chuck Klinenstein. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.